Hey, BMP family, it's Mandy here, and I have another guest with me today. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ihioma.
Okay. So, today we're going to be talking about marriage expectations as a Nigerian woman, I guess. And as always, we start off with our good news. So my good news is that I'm done with my second semester of medical school, glory to God. And I believe that it ended well in Jesus.
Amen.
Do you have good news to share with us?
Yeah, we are both done with second semester, so.
Yeah, that's it. That's my good news that I have to share.
Yeah,
I'm still always able to share your testimonies with me from the, was it the last? I don't know, the episode about Thanksgiving anyways. I'll be waiting for your comments to share it before the end of the year. But we'll see. The next one is Get to Know Me segment. So if you're new here, thank you for listening today or joining today. I am a 25-year-old Nigerian born and raised woman. And I moved to Canada when I was 17. And I've been in Canada since then. Now I'm in Barbados for school. That's all you need to know for context for today's video. So same, just how old are you? Where were you born, raised?
Okay, I'm 28 years old. My birthday is in a month and a few days. I'll be 29. I was born in Nigeria, was there till I was 13. And I live in America. I've been living there ever since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like I said, today's topic is about the expectations of a Nigerian woman. To be married at a certain time, have children at a certain time, do a certain career, or things like that. So I guess my first question for you was, did you always want to get married?
Yes, I've always wanted to get married. I came from a big family of four boys. I'm the only girl.
Oh, so wow.
That expectation is definitely there.
Are you the firstborn?
No, I'm the middle child.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be forgotten because you're the only girl.
Exactly. So
okay. Yeah, I think I always wanted to get married. I've had mixed feelings towards marriage. Like, I always wanted to get married, for sure. But I've always, like, it's not something I was in a hurry to do. It seemed to be an interesting thing. I know it's a beautiful thing because God made it, but the way people have shown it sometimes, I'm like, I'm not as pressed towards it, but I do want to get married. Did you have an age you wanted to get married by when you were younger?
Yes, I think every young girl had that age. Like, especially in high school, like, oh my gosh, I want to get married at 22.
22?
I want to start, like, having babies by, like, 24. Wow. I want to be done by, like, 28. It's like,
that's so early.
I'm pretty sure everyone planned that in
their head. I was not that early.
You didn't plan it?
Not that early.
Oh, not that early. Okay.
I wanted to marry when I was 25. So I'm 25 now. That's when I was 25. I wanted to be, I don't know the miracle I thought I would do, because I was like, I want to be done with kids by like 32. And I wanted four children, so I'm a joker. And then that was what I wanted.
Okay.
But I don't.
I mean, for me, I just wanted three kids. That's it.
I wanted,
yeah.
I don't know if I still want four. Children, I love.
Oh, my, I'm still keeping it at three. I'm not going past.
Oh, no, it's definitely not more than four. But I meant that I want less than four. But I always wanted like two boys to do, so everybody has a partner, there's like equal number of each sex. I thought that was my thought process.
That's true.
And because I'm an only child, I guess that's also why I wanted only children. But now that I'm 25, I'm like, I would still, by God's grace, hopefully, God willing, I want to be married before 30. We'll see. And I still would like to have, the only reason I think I want children early is because of just not being tired, I guess, and raising kids. But I don't think there's anything wrong. Maybe just I should take better care of myself so I'm not tired when I'm older. So, yeah, I don't think.
But they do say, like, children keeps you young, so.
Yeah, I mean, when you are screaming at somebody and running after somebody, you will be young. But
yeah.
Children will grow up in Jesus. But, yeah. So, the other thing that I was going to ask was, do you think that your career path has played any role in, like, you being not married at this time? Whether it be Is that why for a while you weren't thinking about it? Or it'd be that maybe people, guys are, can I say, what's the word that they use? Intimidated to approach you
Oh,
because of
for
what you
sure. I
do.
think it's definitely both. For like the intimidation, you know, I'm a career woman for sure, you know, but I'm also a traditional woman. Like I said, I'm 28, so I've been a nurse for 5 years. So I've had, you know, I'm still a registered nurse. I have that good career. Then I decided to go into
Medicine,
medicine.
yeah.
So it's like guys are kind of intimidated, especially like black men, because I have like, you know, I'm someone, I'm African. Now, yes, I would love to marry African, but the men that approach me are not African. It's like other races are approaching me. It's like the ones that I want, they're kind of intimidated by me. And the ones, you know, sure, it doesn't matter, you know, love who you are, but everyone have their own preference. But you know, but if a guy from a different race comes to me, I'm not just gonna like, you know, say no because I want like an African man.
That's
I'm
fair.
still gonna like be open-minded and be like, okay, let me go out with you. Let's do that. But yeah, I've noticed like a lot of black men are kind of intimidated, like, you know, by my success. It's just like I was a travel nurse too. You know, I'm someone and I'm up and going, you know.
And did you also, for your own part, was it just something that you weren't really thinking about when you were nursing? Like, you weren't as actively thinking about it?
In college, I didn't really talk that much about boys, honestly.
Yeah,
You know,
that's
yes,
what
I
they
had
tell
this
us
one
too.
Nigerian guy I was interested in, but it was my last year in college, but it didn't really like work out, you know. But like when I got out into the work field, yes, I went on dates and stuff, but I'm someone like if I don't like it, I'm not gonna like
Waste your time.
exactly, I'm not gonna waste my time. And I've always been that way until like my ex, I dated my ex and it was for almost a year, but that was it. But ever since then I just go on dates. I haven't really like, you know,
Been in like a slump
found.
now.
Yes, I mean, yes, I think about it, yeah, for sure. Especially as a woman, you have this biological clock thing that we have to like, you know,
Be concerned about
yeah,
it,
be
yeah.
concerned about, but still.
Would it be fine?
Oh yeah. It's
That
definitely both career and both intimidation for sure.
makes sense. That's fair. I mean, yeah, I mean, for me, I'm in a relationship, so I guess it's not the same. But before now, I think that, yeah, definitely when I was an undergrad, could not be bothered. I was in a relationship for a bit there too, and it played out as it played out. But I think in between, I've always wanted to do medicine. So I think people have, I don't know if it has put people off, maybe, but if it has, I'm fine with it. Like, if I had always been, because my mom used to say to me, I remember, like, in between when I was in this, and she used to be like, oh, you're very forthright. You're very, like, you say what you want and what you don't stand. You don't allow certain things, and it can put some people on. Like, if it's putting you off, it means you're not supposed to be there in the first place. Save all of us stress. I don't like stress. Like, I think, because when I like someone, I really like you, and I shift and change a little bit. So you have to be someone that has sense for me to be able to do that before I find myself in trouble. Like, I don't like foolishness. I didn't really do dates, I guess, one, because I came here 17. What I saw in terms of how people used to go on dates used to scare me. Like, I think I just, it just seemed annoying in terms of like, with a stranger, like meeting someone online, and I felt like it was either scary or like just have horror story. I just was not
So you
interested in
don't like
all of
online
that.
dates,
I don't
dating?
trust people enough. I think
Gotcha.
my problem is that I barely trust you that I can see you, much less you that you're online. No. I don't even have very good friendships that I've made from just online, because I don't know that I'm that interesting just online. I think I'm better in person.
I'm good.
So I think that it would be hard to have a good idea of who I am. So that therefore I assume it to be hard for me to have a good idea of who you are from purely online like interactions. That's me. So yeah, I think that, and obviously I would say my career changed my timeline for marriage, because like I said, I wanted to marry when I was 25, because I thought that I would finish, you know, school, because I was 17 when I finished high school. So I was like, oh, medicine in Nigeria, 6 years, right? Because initially I didn't think I was leaving Nigeria. So 17 plus 6, let me not disgrace my family members. I was like
23,
23. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'll give myself 2 years. I was like, I'll be married 25. Obviously, coming to North America, new North American system, I realized that undergrad was 4 years, then medicine mm-hmm. was school was 4 years. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And I always wanted to be done with medicine before I married.
Right.
So now I'm more like, I'm kind of open to being married when in medical school. We'll see. But like, I'd always, before, I knew definitely I wasn't married before I got into medical school. And so it was always like a thing where, even if, like, so the idea of thinking of a relationship that I was leaving there was not in my priority because I knew I needed to go to medical school first.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess that affected it in that way. And then I guess, has anything regarding this ever bothered you? Like the idea of, I don't know, I guess you not being married at the time that you wanted, or comments people make, or do you get pressured by like your mom or family?
Of course, my mom always say, oh, you know, when is she gonna, you know, have her
grandchildren?
But I always tell her, you know, because I've seen marriages, I've seen bad marriages, mm-hmm. I've seen what my mom went through her own marriage, and I've always told myself that's not gonna be the thing. But there's this thing, we're like, we live in a world of science, and you know, people freeze their eggs, mm-hmm, all those mm-hmm. things. I absolutely believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see all these people, they're having kids in their 40s or something like that. They freeze their eggs. Then when they're ready, they're like, okay, let me use that embryo. Let me do this. So it's, you know, it's, I'm not someone who's going to put myself in a bad marriage because of the idea of having a baby,
yeah,
you know, because I feel like getting out of a bad marriage is worse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and people go through trauma and all that stuff. And I don't want that. I don't want to go through that experience because I will divorce you for sure. I believe in divorce. I will definitely divorce you, you know. So I think like for me, and like for me, like I'm going to be turning 30 in what, a year and a couple of, you know, I pretty much I'm turning 29 next month. So I told myself when I'm 30, I'm going to freeze my eggs, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So the idea of, oh, the age, no, because we have, medicine, we have too many things, you know, different ways to have a baby. Like I don't even have to carry my baby. I could have a surrogate if I want to. You know, I believe in, you know, I'm gonna carry my baby, mm-hmm. but you know, yeah, I'm gonna freeze my eggs until I find a person for me. That's
so your main concern would be children.
I mean, like some guys, like some, I know some guys are like, oh, you're 27, oh my gosh, your biological clock. I was like, first of all, anyone can have an unhealthy baby, let's be honest.
That's very true.
You just have to pray to God that your baby is healthy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what age you are. Like, I saw, did you see in the news, the 70-year-old woman that just had twins?
Are you 70?
Yes. She just had another set.
I didn't even want to.
She just had another set of twins. I'm just like.
Well, I don't know her story. Maybe she really wants to.
Look at her, she's Sarah, right? I'm just kidding.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in kids at that age.
I know, but like, you know.
Well, I'm happy for her. That's what she
wants. So I'm like, for me, it's like, you know, for me, it's just like, I'm going to. I know there's medicine. I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna freeze my baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, my eggs until I'm ready to test my baby. Not my baby. I don't have a baby. Until I'm ready,
mm-hmm.
then I will like. But the idea of kids, yes, I would like to be a mother. I know some of them are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take my time to find the right one.
First, very important. Who you marry is not just because two things about marriage very important. It's your companion for life.
Yeah,
and this is the parents of your child, whether mm-hmm. father or mother of your child. Like, yeah, no. Somebody said, and I've seen it multiple times, the idea of this person that you want to marry, would you be proud if you're, for example, you know, at least from my understanding, if you're marrying, if I'm getting married to a guy, and if it's, would I want my son to be like that? And if someone's marrying, like, having a wife, would you want your daughter to be like that? And I guess you have to really sit down and think about it. Like, obviously, everybody has faults to them that you may not like, that you're like, I don't know if I want my child to have it. But them as an individual, if you had a replica of that in your child and you're afraid, my dear, you need to think twice before you marry that person. Because I think for me, I don't even know that kids, obviously I want children and I want four. I don't know if I want to give birth to all four. A part of me, I've always wanted to adopt a child. So part of the things to think about. But I know that wasn't even my concern in terms of, because that's the way I said I was nervous of marriage. I'm even more concerned about child rearing. Because you see, with marriage, my understanding is that we're all adults here.
Mm-hmm.
We're responsible for ourselves. Like, I'm obviously going to take care of my husband and I'll be taking care of, that's not what I'm talking about. But in terms of your life choices, so like the way people say, because I'm Christian and I believe that I'm hoping to have a Christian marriage, and people say how it can affect your salvation, affect where you go in life because of how much someone can affect you, which is true. I still believe that you are responsible for your decisions and your actions you make in that marriage individually, because you come before God. But now you see a child, up until like for the first few years of their life, you as the parents are responsible for that child's life. God gave you this child to raise in a certain way and to raise properly. That's the responsibility that concerns. Like I want to take it seriously because that's a whole human being that I'm preparing by His grace. Where, because some people did not need to have children, or they just needed more help in raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And people have scars that take such a long time to get rid of from child. That's another thing where, and so that when in terms of choosing a life partner, that's something to think about. Where can you give my children scars that they have to be going to therapy for years later? Not interested in that.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I always think about, where it's like, and some people actually, that's the thing about marriage. You can be a good parent and a bad spouse. You can
that's
be
true.
A
that's true.
Decent spouse and a bad parent. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting where you have to think of both. Like both, especially if you care to have children, both really matter in choosing a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for me, because I know that I cannot see your heart, I'm going to trust Jesus, because it's the only one I can trust. The rest of you are untrustworthy, including myself. But yeah, that's how I feel regarding it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my next question was, would you still want to get married? And I guess the answer is yes, you would still want to get married.
Yeah, I would like to get married someday to whoever that man is.
To whoever that man is.
Yeah. Yeah, someday.
I think that, I want to get married, so we'll see. I always tell my friend that whenever I'm like getting really worked up about, oh, am I marrying the right person? Am I making the right decision? Then Jesus can come back now. And all these things I'm worrying about wouldn't matter. Not to say that you shouldn't be conscious about decisions you make. You should. But life is so fleeting that the things that we think are such a big deal in the grand scheme of things really aren't. Like, I hope to make the right decision in marriage because, like, pending Jesus' return, because I believe in staying there till death. So I would love to have to make the right decision so I'm not miserable.
Right, that's true.
Like, I don't want to be out here praying for you to die or for me to die.
Oh, no, I don't pray now.
Like, I don't want to do that, seriously. So I'm out here and I'm just like, please, please. I used to tell my mommy this thing that she used to be like, she'd be like, God forbid. I used to tell her that I would rather be unmarried than miserable. And I'm very serious.
That's true.
Like, I would rather not be married than be miserable. Why would I willingly carry my leg into something that would make me miserable? No. Just unfortunately, you can't always tell.
I think with us Africans, there's this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, you see all these young people in just terrible marriages or going through abuse, and they're staying in it because of they want to save face. Yes. Or they want to, like, you know.
Especially women. And it's so sad.
It's really sad. Like, so, and I have a lot of my friends, I was like, guys, you guys have lived your life, I'm living mine. So let me, you know, let me choose who I want. Let me, you know, do this. Because I'm not going to. I was like, you can bring the man. Unless you marry the man, you go ahead and marry the man. Because I'm not going to marry the man.
That's true.
So
at the end of the day, it's you that's going to
be. I think
be
you should always
person.
Choose your marriage. Don't let the pressure of your parents.
Yeah.
Get you, because you're the one
going
to suffer through it.
You're the one that's going to stay.
You're the one
there.
Who's going to suffer. So.
Like, yeah, for me, I know that my parents' opinion matter a lot. Obviously, I'm an only child, and I do respect their opinion. However, at the end of the day, I'm the person that's married, whoever I'm married. So it's like, I will value your opinion and I will take your advice, because you definitely know things that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still different in how we manage things. Like, even in how they have friends, it's different from how I have friends. So obviously, then how I will do mine will probably be different from theirs in a way. But the foundation will probably be still there, which is Christ. Like, no, because I'm not interested in stress. Like, I remember a conversation, like how I say, for example, I believe in staying in marriage to death. I don't believe in it if you're being abused, though. Somebody's beating you. I don't know. In terms of, like, what's the word? Infidelity. Mm-hmm. I'm very dicey about it. Like, I don't know if I should say that you should stay.
Oh, no.
I think that really depends on you as an individual.
I'm someone that's like two things. I will get out of magic. One is abuse and one is infidelity.
Like, I feel like that one. I feel like infidelity really depends on.
And for me, no. Even if
some people know,
I will stick it out because. What am I teaching my children?
No, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I feel like it's something. That's why I said with regards to infidelity, I think it really depends on you as an individual. Because some people are really forgiving. I don't know if I am. But to people who are fantastic, you are showing the love of Christ. Now, but abuse, I don't think it's not an individual matter. Like, regardless of whether you are forgiving or not, you shouldn't be there. Your life is at stake. Someone is going to kill you or your child.
Oh, yeah. Domestic violence is
forgive true. Them from the outside, please. Like,
yeah.
I'm really strongly saying this, like, and I'm saying it lightly, and I obviously don't know. I know it's probably something really sad and really difficult to do. I don't think women want to stay in abusive marriages, or anybody, because I'm sure men get abused. I think anybody wants to stay in abusive marriages, but it's probably difficult.
It is
like
difficult.
When you're financially dependent on the person. Oh, my. When I guess shame, like you say, like as a woman, people make you feel why are you leaving your they will be fine. Your life is more important than anything else. Like, you can come out and you can make money. You can the shame people will find
and
something.
There's so many
about.
Things out now, like, you know, if it's in Nigeria, in Africa, it's kind of like hard. Like,
I think they're starting to build,
they're starting
stuff.
To build
definitely
okay.
In Nigeria, because I remember going for like a women empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a ministry for like women in abusive marriages okay. for helping them to leave because. I'm not just beginning and dying.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, I don't care for it. Please. So, that's all about that. I think that's all I had to talk about today regarding marriage. If you have any other, I don't know, topics, conversations, questions regarding it, I'm still young. I don't claim to know everything about marriage. I'm not married, so clearly I don't know much about it. But it's just my little understanding that. Thank you for coming.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
And as always, I end with a couple of quotes. The first one I saw online says, getting married after 30 is still beautiful. Starting a family after 35 is still possible. Buying your first house after 40 is still a boss move. Don't let people rush you with their timelines. So
amen.
Wherever you are in the right path by God's grace. As long as like you're aligning and doing what is right, the timing doesn't matter as much, to be honest. And for our closing quote, it's from Proverbs 16, verse 9. In the NLT version, it says we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So you can have plans to be like I had, to be married at a certain age, and do same, and the Lord is just looking at me. Like, yeah, sure. I'm the one who actually decides what you do at the time.
Yeah.
So if you commit it to him, you'll be fine. And his plans for you are much greater than you ever have for yourself. I promise.
Yeah.
Till next time, stay safe, stay blessed.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.